Gedvach. We're holding Shin Mem Vav. Sif Vav. We're in the middle of Sif Vav. We ran through the Makaben Ramo at the end, and I want to revisit some issues here. First, the Kuda is that we set over a Chiddush of the Ktoy, and that is that if I send a Shliach to do something, I'll send a Shliach with money, let's say, to buy something, and on the way the Shliach is Pesheya, the Ktoy says the Cheshman, that if you hold shlichus is enough for pshiyah bebailim, then the shlichus will always be potter for whatever he does. Why? Because shlichus shel adam kegufay. So it's like the shlichus has me with him all the time. Wherever he's going, I'm going with him, and I'm together with him. So he always has a din of shmirah bebailim in his shlichus. My male will always be potter like the shlichus Ramah, who brings down it to whatever yesh kolton shlichus Ramah. That you could say shlichus shel adam kamoyta for pshiyah bebailim. There'll be enough to allow. That was a blitz chiddush of the Ktoy. Now it happens to be this a tzeka tadina. Yeah, yeah. Once he's a shliach, the shliach shall then come moisa. Right, correct. We deviate from him. Okay, good. Although he could dan at the tchilas of shmira, he might have already had shmira bebailim, and then right. So you have to know. Okay, but that's what we said. Oh, no, Elam had. Yeah, because Pshiyah the Bailam were Ishmir Bailam, but even on Pshiyah. So I want to just say over that I just looked more into it because I know the Elam had problems, the Yitzchak had a problem, is that this Ktoy is in Kuf Pei Zayin Sifkot Na'alef. And the Tzivus of the in Kuf Pei Zayin Sifkot Na'hei brings down the Ktoy and he says, Dvorim Tzvum the Einai. And he doesn't say, why? He just says, Dvorim Tzvum. It leaves you hanging. So I want to tie know that could be made in Tzivus means this, maybe not, is that we said already, in Sif Dalit, I believe it was, that the holding the Shmir of Bailim is if the Bailim are helping out the Shema in the Shema's item. I'm helping out, or at least even if it's in my own item, but I'm helping out the Shema, the Telus Hashema. He needs help in the Shmir. So good, I'll help him with the Shmir. So who am I doing it for? Whose taklas I'm doing it for? Fizz. But if I'll do it for my own taklas, I'm doing like the Ramah says, I'm doing it, or like the Machabe says, Shalag Yisuf HaMasri. I'm helping him load it, but not because I want to help him load the animal, load the car. I'm doing it because I shouldn't ruin the car, so that's not Shmir Bavayim, because I'm really doing it for myself. Or I'm helping him with the Stemberg, whatever it's pronounced. But all these cases, that's not Shmir Bavayim. We had a Shach, and the Shach said, over the argument this one, Rish Tadi Aleph, the Shach says, does the Bailim stay on watching it a little bit? That's not because it's Shmir Bavayim, because the Bailim aren't watching the Latelas Hashem, they're watching it for the egg in the Latelas. Oh. So over here, let's understand this. I send the shliach to do a job for me. He has my item. He has my money. And then there's the shliach for shaladim kumaisa. And yeah, I'm with the shliach. Wherever he goes, I'm there too. Although, where am I there? I'm there for myself. I'm not there for him. I'm not trying to help him out to minimize the shmir by me being there virtually. As a din shliach for shaladim kumaisa, I don't help him out with the shmir whatsoever. So he's watching it just the same. So if I'm there, I'm accompanying him, I'm helping him out, but I'm not doing it for him, I'm doing it for myself, because it's like, I'm watching my own item, because I made him a shliach to watch my item. Because look at what Kavaita says, I'm there too watching my item. So if I'm watching my item, that's not Shmir Bavailim. Shmir Bavailim has to do for his tailor. So what does the Kavaita want? That every time you have shlichus, you automatically have a built-in Shmir Bavailim. That's not true, you don't have a built-in. All right. Baruch Hashem, I found this week, I was looking around, there's a sefer Tabois Zohar. Spent it like 50 years ago, and he asked his kasha in the Ktoyis. He said, what's going on? I can't this kasha, maybe not as clear with the shock, whatever, but can't this kasha. It doesn't buy Shmir Bailam if you're doing for egg and a talis. And then he's moist of another kasha, and that kasha, I believe, Yitzchak asked last week. He says, bizarre, if this is true, if the Ktoyis is right, then throw out the whole pasha Shmir. The lump is a shluch shalad and kamayis is not limited only by a shliach. Every shema is doing me a taiva. Every shema, I ask him to watch my item. Don't deliver it anywhere. Just watch my item. He's providing me a service. So why don't you say that service that he's providing on my behalf will also say a lump is a shluch shalad and kamayis. He's doing it for me. It's as if I'm doing it. And every shema should have a p'tur shmir b'vayelam. And that's, of course, not true, right? The Pasha Shemim Netoya. It's only limited to a case of Shemim Abayim. So, how can you see that this type of lumdis of Shluka Shaladim Kamaisai maybe all over works, but not over here to part of the egg in the Shem himself? It works maybe if I, Ramot says, I send Shliat along to help the Shema, then the Shema will part because my Shliat goes to Shluka Shaladim Kamaisai. But the part of the Shliat himself, let me see no cadaver like this. That's what he says. And he blames Shem next time. All right. Well, exactly we were talking about is that the Makaba already makes a chilek between a shliach and an eved. An eved is worse. Why? Because yad eved is kiyad rabba. Yad eved kiyad rabba means that l'kula yalmo, it's as if I'm there, and the body can have the push me by violence. If I send the eved, let's say you're my shema, and you need help on something, and I send you an eved to help you, I send you one of my workers to help you, or I didn't say workers, one of my avodim to help you, that's going to give you a p'tur shmir b'bailam, because you have a shmir with the bailam. Who's the bailam? My eved is like me, so I'm the bailam. So Machan Ephraim says, if that's the case, then who has it? Every time I send you any toil, any work of mine, if I'll send you to help you out, you'll have the p'tur shmir b'bailam. Because by toil, we also say, yad toil ki yad bala bayis on me. Because so when the pearl is there, when his hand is there, it's like, I'm there. And if it's like, I'm there, then you can have the p'tur, shmir v'bailam. Latest kashmir, that Eved, which is Mechaba, latest kashmir, that Eved is worse. So who has the Mechafraim, then every pearl should be also considered shmir v'bailam, because yad Eved, yad pearl, yad rabbi. So the Rebbe Kivega over here brings it down, the Kitzel. So the Mamu l'pol nochi, hashem parasi, ayin b'mach nefraim, Udvarat Tarach in Gadol. He writes Tarach in Gadol on the Makar Fraim. Will you ever hear such a thing that when you send a poil, when you send a poil that should have a din of Shmir B'Bailim? And it's not only, Ridig Eger doesn't explain what the Tarach in Gadol, he just doesn't like it. But there's a true Mitzvah Seif, especially Misha Kusra Mechad, that over there he also names up a Pshitah Avadis Lo Mikri B'Bailim, sending a poil, it's Tafka and Eved. And he says, why? He said, because you look in the Rif, when the Rif brings down this halacha, he doesn't just say, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi Dami. He says, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi, and Avdei Kegufoi Dami. So, Bishloima, an Eved, you could say it's Kegufoi Dami, but if all you can't say Kegufoi Dami, the fact that it's Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi, Yad Pol Kiyad Rabbi is not enough. The Yad Pol means that he can do things for you, he's Eichel for you, he has authority, when he gave him the Tzitz, Yad Pol Kiyad Rabbi, but doesn't make him you. In order to be you, that you Shmir B'Bailam, as if the Bailam was there, you have to be Mamash you, so Avdei Kegufoi Dami, but the Pol is not. So both the Kivega and the Ksam Sefer argue with the Machane Ephraim. Another interesting Zach, I just want to repeat, which we did over quickly last week. Where do we find another case of Avdei Kegufoi that would make enough Kamino? Well, in Ilumashah, yeah. Whenever you want to do any Kinyonim, for example, Erev Tapshilin, anything, Erev Chateres, if you want to do Erev Chateres, it's better. If you want to do any type of Kinyonim, an Eved, your Eved can't be kind of for someone else because it's you. So, like just like I take something out of my right pocket, put it in my left pocket, I can't be mazaket to you like that. So if I give it to my Eved, who's mine, and it's me, it also won't work. Okay, another nekuda was we said over very big kitzel last week is that Taitis holds that this whole din of sending an Eved that should din a Shmir B'Bailim is only first if I contract it, I obligated myself to help you. And then, instead of me, I sent my Eved. So the Eved is assuming my position. He's stepping into my shoes. It's as if I'm there. But if you borrow an animal plus my Eved, I'm lending you two things at once. We don't say Shmir B'Bailim. It's like, an Eved is like a parah. So I lend you two parahs today. I send you a parah plus an Eved. Like I lend you two parahs. People don't say, Avdei Kegufoi Dami. So the Goyin, Nishul Melech, others, many prove that the Rambam doesn't hold like that. Because the Rambam brings down from the Rambam, what happens if it's Nishul or Eved B'Loi Das Rabbi, the Eved volunteers without his master knowing about it, state over here, Lo Mikri Shelo B'Bailim. Because he doesn't have the authority to hurt his rab, to hurt his master, with commission to take like a little of us. He doesn't have the right to be chavon like shalei b'vonis. He doesn't have that ability on Eved. But vaistos, that's the only problem, vaistos. If the Eved would do the exact same thing, but let's say it wouldn't have been a choice for the rabbi. Well, let's say the rabbi allows him. He knows that the Eved is going and he's masking, right? Nothing more than that. He just gives him a skama, so then it would be a din shmir b'bailam. The Eved is not assuming the balabas's shoes. What was the case?
The case
of the Baal Bas
agrees
to go there, and they're right. Oh, there you go. So that's what they say. You see, they say it's not like Taisis. And that's how they say. And I want to say that Ramos, quoting the Rambam, the Chayyar argues. But the Nesivis, just like the Nesivis, has a problem from before. He has a raya from the Shulchan Aruch in, where is it? In Shin Mem, that over there is also Mavua, this word, that we don't say normally, Abdu Kegufoi Dami, to have a Ptur Shmir B'Bailam, over there in that case, had to come on to a different Ptur, because we all like places that two parts, or an Eved with a part is like two parts, it doesn't work. I over here, why is it different? Because Taisus says first you contracted yourself out, and then the guy jumped into your shoes. So what does the Rama mean over here? Nishma Rama Lord Das Rabbi means, like you said, first I contracted myself out, and then unbeknownst to me, my damn decides to volunteer and alleviate my job without me knowing it. So that's no good. But if I would know that he's doing it, then it would work. See, he sticks it into Rama, so in the way you don't have a raya from the Rama. Okay, fine. If he was asking to do the avodah, so he was asking to do the avodah, but he didn't do it yet. Now what? And now? But why are we giving him a Ptur Shmir of a Bailim? Because that's I was asking 10 years ago to do your avodah, right? So and now I lent you something today. So that contractual obligation I did 10 years ago is not going to give you a Shmir of a Bailim. Right now, I'm not starting the Malacha. And then, unbeknownst to me, my editor decided, punk the second I'm lending you the item, or a second before that, but in the She'ela that I give you, my editor decides to help you out. So that's Chavon Leishel of Avonim. I'm not asking them ever to hurt me. The Nevela doesn't work, but if I would know about it, then in the car, I'll be Shmir the Bailim. All right, let's do some, a couple of Piskei Tshuvas here, some Geshmaka Piskei Tshuvas, and then we'll go on. If you go back to the Piskei Tshuvas, it's called an Abbas. He has a story. I would like to say the story inside. It's a bit long, but just bear with me. He says like this. I'm a tshuva k'sam sofer. This is the same k'sam sofer that I just quoted before that argues in Machane Ephraim is this tshuva. I'm a tshuva k'sam sofer. The gimbal shutzim. There are three shutzim. Sheyesh lehem sadrik. They have a business, a manufacturing place. Michoimitz. They produce koimitz. Be'ir acheres. Or shloshton. And the three of them, oiskin b'knias, atrichim leza. They all do purchases for the business. Regim is lishlek, the name lisham mashgiach kolafakeh kal etzakaru. But they themselves aren't the mashgiach of the job. What they do is they send out their shluchim, their kids. Not shluchim. They send out their kids to the mashgiach to be hands on, to be like the managers of the business. They do the purchasing for the company. But who runs the company? Those are their kids. Now here you are. Shama abanim la'avoyim. The kids came back for yontif ayamei achag. He had the money bag in one of the kids' hands. And after Yontif Bochru, they chose the Echidmim Ela fabric. They decided they don't need three washing, they'll just send one of the kids. And they sent him together. And they sent him with his money bag going back to the business, to the warehouse. He put it into his pocket in Mo'itzav Shalatzma together with his own money. His pants pocket. And while he was on the way, he lost everything. It's a pshat to put money in your pants pocket. You're supposed to keep it by your chest. They had some type of, I guess like we have sometimes, belt bag. They had it by their chest. But you don't keep it in your pants pocket. Because very often it could fall out when you're getting in and out of the wagon. Okay, they want to be Mekayev, the father of this son, who is quote unquote Peshea, by putting the money in his pants pocket, they want to be Mekayev him on the whole law. No, it sounds like he's a god. And since the kids are the shlich, each father had one kid. My son will be my shlich, your son will be your shlich, the third son will be the third guy shlich. So it's as if we went along as well. Every time the kids go, it's as if we're there. So when they started the business, when they started the shmir, it's going to be shmir b'vayla. Or Eshe, perhaps, Bonin, Afilu G'deilu Masmukam Ashukan Avim, Havala Yadim Kiyad Avim, Mamish Kiyad Avim, it's even worse than just a Makloikis Rif Ramah, but it's L'kulayam are going to have the din of shmir b'vayla, or L'kulayam Avishela b'vayla, Mepata Afilu Mepshia, because Bonin Masmukam Ashukan Avim is like Mamish like an Eved. It's like better than just a Stamashliya. Then Cain, I have to worship the Shava b'Shava, and over behalf of Ketur Shmir B'Vayilim, then we all have to share in this burden equally. Vayishit, this is some safer talking. Hinei, Bevadei, I echid me'avit pasha. if one of the fathers did the pshia, v'nevetni menu, then hayinu tzrikim lefapol in noima masha b'neim shubay shutim mecherim imolo malaka ma'bonim afal kabayla imoy oilay. If one of the fathers did the pshia, then we have the sugya, very good sugya, to know if the kids are considered tzrikim rabaylam or not. Shluchu k'moysa or not. Acha others in this case loy parsha, raka shliya parsha. I know Aben, the son himself is pshia. The father is, all the shutim did nothing wrong. Then came, luya hey. Let's go to the extreme. Sha'ab, shay mesacha, believe all of imoy. Umasa ba'atmoy, hapikadon livnoy, hagadoy. Uparsha, v'neved. Let's say, mamish, I would have been the thing and I took and I gave it to my son, and my son would be p'sher, what would be the halakha? Pata'af. Why? We have a klal, shakala mafkit, adas ishto yibonifu mafkit. Ba'ben mukhiv l'shamim. The kid will be mukhiv l'shamim, but not the father. Ba'ben, enu shutif. If all the kids are shluko, even more than just shluko, if I can have it, so then there'll be a din shmir of a violent. But Mashenkin, in our case, where the kid was the one who was pashaya, and the father is not mukhid for that shia, why? Because so the father's father, the kid is a fremder. So there's no din shmir of a bailam. I want to skip two lines by the period. Even if it would have been nevet from the father of Shia, nearly it appears to me beneath and shulafanena namni hayapata. I feel the name even if you're nem on the sheet of the rip that you normally don't say shluka to my say, Hacha Halohim the Atm Gamkin Oiskim the Mkoimam Pesika Shutfis. They themselves are buying, they're purchasing for the Shutfis, and that's enough to have a dinner Shmir Babylon. Very nearly, even more. Beautiful Tam Toifa. The Fibu Shliku call Yavam Abanaim. That everything that's negated to this business, the kids are afraid to do and not themselves. Even if the father would have been a pesheya, why not? If a person is lending himself out together with his parot, this wasn't even part of the shaylah. If you learn balavimai mamayt shlukai, even if we're going to say the actual word balavimai means the mamayt shlik is not kibalavimai, the kavadam ha, in our case, ishtadr asmuli shalom parasai. Vushub ishtadr le'amti shliat mumkaimai. I was the one who contracted myself out to help you. And then I decided to get my son to replace me, so even the trying to get my son to replace me is a shtabas I'm doing for you. It's like regard from any other. You don't need a major malacha. We said ashkeni mayim, even a nominal malacha is enough to have shmir babayla. So the fact that I'm trying to find the replacement, that's group of malacha I'm doing for you. The whole shayla of the Gemara is only kishavah nichmas b'klal b'shibid l'ashev l'shilu parasai and then v'shal achim l'paro v'alcho obus n'spaisu zem zeh mashalem lasis yata b'nei b'mkoinam. Then they agree, first they were mechiv themselves, then they agreed to get their kids to replace them. Ainza b'gedei sholi in parasai v'zechor v'zeh z'ah Hashem yitvar a peladik of Sam Seifa. Sam Seifa holds that the whole shayla of the Gemara when you're sending a shliach is only if I lend you my para, and also I send you a shliach. But if I obligate myself to go, and then I get a shliach to replace me, the lekulayama will say shluka shalav and kamayit. It's more. It's not shluka shalav. It's more. It's I myself obligate myself to go out, and the fact that I'm trying to get my son to replace me, that's the shtalus gufa I'm doing for you. That gufa is the malach I'm doing for you, and that will be shmir levayim. A peladika sam soifan. Now, in Mitzvah, you have to also understand, is it true? Because what happens if I contract myself out? Sunday morning, I obligated myself out to help you. And Sunday afternoon, I convince my son to go in my place. But the job doesn't start till Tuesday morning. And Tuesday morning, I lend you something. So what are you going to say? The Tuesday morning, when my son goes, Shluk Shalatim Kamaisai is not negated because this is more than Shluk Shalatim Kamaisai. Why? Because the ishtalas I'm trying to get my son is on your behalf. Well, that ishtalas I didn't do Tuesday morning. That ishtalas I did Sunday afternoon. That's already finished, that is Shabbat. That pool that I did for you, it's like I built you a house Sunday afternoon. It's finished. And now Tuesday morning, you're going to have a push from Shmira Ba'am. What's the evidence you're going to have a push from Shmira Ba'am? Because I once helped you, rather not. I had to go with Shabbat, Scholar, Sasha, Ela. So you got to say, no, I convinced my son to go at the same time that you're learning on the Shmira. But even that is a good, because I convinced my son to replace me for whose Torah? For your Torah or for my Torah? I did for my Torah. I decide I'm lazy, I'm not interested, and they were trying to get my son to go instead of me. I obligate myself to go. And then I'm trying to get someone to replace me. So they're trying to get someone to replace me for my Torah, not for his Torah. So also we have the Shmira Rabbanan, I'm doing it for my Torah. But what these are Svaris, so you can always complain with Svar, but if Peleg is a L'chayah, Taisim L'Fresh, it's like Ephraim, it's some favor. The Gemara is a Shiloh by Shlichus, and then the Gemara talks about Eved. Same Shiloh by Eved. The same Shiloh the Gemara has by Shlichus, the Gemara says the same Shiloh by Eved, and the Gemara says, no, maybe Eved worked because Abdei Kaguf Oidomi. And that's how we blend. Abdei Kaguf Oidomi, and that's where Eved works in Shlichus. Now, Taisim says that the whole Gemara Shiloh by Eved was only if I first obligated to go myself, and then I get the Eved to replace me. But if had I lent you the Eved together with the bar, that's like lending you two bars and that's not. So the whole Shiloh Gemara was only in such a case that I obligated myself first, and then I got the Eved to replace me. And of them, Kled the Gemara, is that the same Shiloh like Shlik? Just like by Shlik, the Tumam Yom, whether we say Shlik Shalab and Kamoise, and we'll have a Shmir of Babylon, Shiloh Babylon, so too, Eved will have the same Shiloh. Now, if the Shiloh of Eved is only in this case, Vaisek, in the case of Shlichus, would have to be only in this case, that I, or at least this case, that I obligated myself out, and then I got my Shmir to replace me. But if you're going to tell me the Chiyai Gavna, Lekuleyam with the Shmir of the Island, then the Gemara doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, since it's the Shiloh by Shlichus, that same Shiloh was declared by Eved. No! In this case, that I obligated myself out first and I got someone to replace me, it's not a Shiloh by Shlichus. That becomes like itself a partial Lekuleyam. We say, that's Shmir of Avaylam. And if that's the case of Eved, so the Gemara should say, by Eved, this is Shmir of Avaylam, just like by Shlichus. What's going on? It's B'chayah Chosin in the Gemara. And in Svara, also the same Cheshvin, the same way that I did a Shabbos to try to get my son to replace me, I did a Shabbos to try to get my Eved to replace me. And yet the Gemara has a Shiloh, like Taisus. And like the Rambam, the Shlomim of the Rambam was arguing with that leaves the Chalapak by Taisus, Chayt, and Osurish, that Gemara told me such a case, for them to plant the Gemara by Shlichus. So you see that even this is a Chakir by Shlichus, a Pelopik of Samtaif. I didn't see anyone here discussion on Examtaif, it's a Pelopik. All right, let's just continue one more line exam later. Sorry? And hold that even two parts, even though Eved with a para, well, we, that's a debatable question, how to learn up to Ramah. This Ramah, if you learn like the Rambam, and you learn the Rambam Magi with Taisa, and the Tibus holds, the Tibus we just said, all the Rambam agrees with Taisa. Now, I'm saying that even so, you're a raya from the Rambam, the other way. If I have a Fush of Taisa, that's a Fush, not like some type of Svara, right? And the Rambam, you don't know. Anyway, you're the Rambam, it's a different kind of Gemara. Good, but you're not a raya. That the reason why I learned the difference from the Gemara, I mean, nothing, you learned. So, Mela, what's going on with the Kram Seifer? And he said, the Pshita Lekuliyama, this is not Lekuliyama, Seifer, that can't look right. All right, one more on the Kram Seifer, we'll continue. Amnon, Yavah, Amnon Lebenayo, Hishalu Lonu in Parateno, then talk it would be this Allah, have a second to Zenith for Kol Shliyas, Veno Yoko Leitzin Yad Amosik, Mashakosav Arav Ashoyal, Anusvar, the Esher, the Yad Ben, Asama Kashuk and Ovid, Kiyad Ovid, like just like the Magna Fein wants to pull off a poem, he's better like an Eved. So the Shul thought that a Ben or someone called Shukunovim would also have the same Milo. He came down to the Magamin, Yad Eved Ki Adrabi, less so. The Rif Moisev Yad Eved Ki Adrabi, and Avri Tugufu Dami. And if he said, leg two, it's of a Chulub, but he leg two, that who are doing a poem, we're not going to say Yad Pol Ki Adrabi Dami, and to say that that's Chachav Shmino Bavayim. About the not like the Magna Fein. It doesn't go to my grand, but a pizza is not like a my grand. All right. Fine. Let's move on. Let's do Piskei Teshuva Beis. One more Piskei Teshuva, and then we have to move on. Back to Piskei Teshuva Beis. Yesh Chogin. This is going on the 2 days, whether Shluka Shaladim Kamoisa or not, Teshav Shmira Bevaylam. So the Piskei Teshuva says like this. The Ayin, the Chubish was Yankiv. Here was the story. Be'ekash Yitzhaka Sus Mishimin. He rented a horse from Shimon, the Saka Gankin of Shul Shimon, and he also hired the father of Shimon, Lelech Imoy, to be the guide, Laharis Layaderech. So I you know, they can go sometimes, you can rent out and they get the guides go along. So I rented the horse and I rented the father of the Bailam to come along. Upasik Yimoy Kama Sias Yitunloy, and he made up a price. Ubushar Shiskiloy, Amuba Befesh, Shilakach Moizu Kabe Beskiris. The reason why he's giving it cheaper to the renter is of Yisha Adav Hoylich Imoy, because he's confident, because his father's coming, going along, and his father, Yivyashgiach Alasut, he'll take care of the sus, he'll make sure that the sus doesn't get hurt. So since I know that it's not such a dangerous skin, the male are giving you a better price. Because he also, Nasa sus, Pisea, Katalis, he saw it to limp, Rasala Nikoi Bederech, and he wants to leave it on the side of the road, because he won't be able to continue on the way, and you see he's limping. No, don't worry about it. Go, continue running back home. It's not going to hurt the sus whatsoever. When he got home, Nebuchadnezzar got very sick. The Torah Bala Sus, Shaposha, Shalahoyola, Lirka, Valav, Akash, and Natapate. He said, you were Mamja Pesheya, who asked me to ride in the if he saw was limp. Gracious. The Chayanir, the Chayva Seicha, why? The Zui Pshia Gumurak, Mubus, and Shintas, Ubus Masham, the Gam Aim Reporting with Tam Pshia Bavailim, why? The Ovam Shabala Sus had the Kishlukai. And let's say that would be the time to pat him. Let's say the Ovam Shabala Sus is like the Shliak of the Ovam Sus. So that would be the p'tur. You can't say this p'tur. Why? The minim nidan. He wasn't the master. Didn't ask the father to go along. He was hired. He wasn't acting on behalf of the owner of the sus. He was trying to make money for his service. Adra Matinu Pekudushit, the Chav Efshe Lomid Olashavi Lovi Shliach Amina. The Chav when he was to send your father to be Mishliach, Shliach, the Mekadosh, the Chav says, no, if you could say not, about it, he wouldn't want to do it. So to hear, if you even have a tzad topic, if you made the father Shliach, for sure he did make the father Shliach, because the son doesn't have the chutzpah to make his father Shliach. Like that they didn't live in the 21st century. Yeah. So anyway, so that does state over here. It says over here, that Avadi not going to push me over by him because the father is going for his own thing. Now go skip two lines later, and another two Shus Yankov. The son of Shus Yankov, Kelekim of Simukavan, Zayim, Bemisha Masala Achesh, Tarachois. She eka chamois me aloiva. I sent you, here's the Tarachois, collect the money from the loiva, or lobby loi, and bring it to me. The Tibalai Mashaleach, and Mashaleach commanded him, Shin yech shash achais vederech, if there's any chash, that there could be any sakon or any. He'll be vulnerable in any which way. What you should do is, you'll hire someone right away to go together with you when you're going to collect the money from the leva, hire an armed guard, a bodyguard, to there that the money shouldn't get stolen. And the mois takech alos, and you're using pay to do this, so the chay should be chayiv out to shem metzacha. The owner of the Shalakoi never spoke directly to the Shalakoi. That Shatibolai, he commanded this guy, the one he hired, Shayiska Yudi Echo, the Lord of Shluko Manish. You don't see that he's a Shalakoi of the Mishalach, you see, he was a hired worker of this worker. If I tell you to hire somebody to help you, that person that you hire is not considered my shliach to have this din of the ramah of Shulchan Shulchan Ben Kamaisen. Chiddush of the Shvat Yankov. The Erech Shai jumps on the Shvat Yankov.
Why? Because the shliach was the shliach?
Well, we're really with the see. I mean, why shouldn't he be my shliach? Because I didn't, deal with him directly. So the Erech Shai. Well, Shikha, I command you, Zikha. But the Oymer Imroy really is a Shaila. So he says that the Erech Shai says the Machlek is a Paisim by Oymer Imroy, if we say it's considered the Shluch Shalom Mashalaya. Even if you don't tell him, even if this guy hired the bodyguard without telling the bodyguard that he's hiring him on my behalf, let's say he pretended to the bodyguard it's his own money. Still, but who's paying the bodyguard? Me. We're unbeknownst to the bodyguard, but he's using this guy, my worker, is using my money to hire the bodyguard. My shame is to Mela, since it's my money, that's what he's being paid. So you see that the bodyguard belongs to the guy's money. It's like, it's Metiachas, whoever owns the money. So it's considered my bodyguard. It's considered my Shliach. So Mela says, that it's a machlokes over there, by Nimro, if it's considered a shlich anas, he says, v'cholapaka should be that machlokes over here. You should say that should be totally not machlokes, and maybe ta'akuvish mi'imralim, and a mitzvah kaveh alavarai, you won't be able to be mitzvah mamon from this shema with pasha, or not pasha, with neva veda, but you could be mitzvah mamon from this shema tzacha that was nidna mimenu, because we should say that kimli, like that shita, that Nimro is considered a shlich as a violin, and the mele of the Torah are shmi'im alayim. How are you going to tell me? But even Shluch Shulad and Kumaisi, the Makwaiti, it's Machaber and Amor, Riff and Nama, it was safe. It's really, you have to say, Kimli, that you are my Shnik. And then Kimli again, that Shluch Shulad and Kumaisi drives Shmir Babylon. Because there's no problem, even by sex sake, you can't be Maiti Mammon. The din of Amitaka Vela Mariah, you have a Cheskin Mammon, he's even against a sex sake. So even if you got a sex sake to be Machai, me, I should win. Amitaka Vela Mariah. So he drives Shmir and the Shulot Yankit. All right. Correct. He gave that advice. So maybe I could get the father. We'll talk about if I could be mechayev the father for that advice. Even though, and they took raw ain't for shenu genes. The Ramban in Kitchen Kamin and Gamir says you're not chayev for ain't for shenu genes. But with Shia, because you should know you're not supposed to go with a limb toward. Who asked you to rely on the father? I never gave you permission. I never gave my father authority that whatever he said goes. Because I know I have another Shmir there. So I'm happy because I know I have an extra degree of Shmir. And an expert man on this one, but some I'll have an extra pair of eyes, an extra pair of ears to watch me. And let's say he's an expert. Let me he's an expert. So I still haven't given the authority to make a bad decision. I didn't tell you that you could follow whatever he said. So the neighbor, you're not right. I, the father, duped you. So take it up with the father. But that's not going to pass you from me. I have a tine on you, and now you'll take it up with the father. All right. Let's move on. Siv Zion, come. There's going to be a bunch of easy sifim now. Let's see if we could have some stories here. All right. Shvitzim shasholom echem mechaver. If you have two partners, and the partners, of course, are doing business constantly with each other. Shasholom echem mechaver, the smart point down, sifkan yubez, atulu l'tzarchoy, she'enu l'tzarchoy, shvitzim. I take a personal loan. Do me a favor, can I borrow your car today, whatever it is? I need to go somewhere on the way home from work. Can I borrow your car? Have you shayla v'baylim? It's considered shayla v'baylim. Why? Because the shittim are constantly working for each other. That's what this man said. So when I borrow something from you, and you're also working for me, hey, I got a p'tur, shayla v'baylim. Great. And who are din? If someone will borrow something from his wife, say he borrows this in the look, whatever, borrow something from his wife, and he blows it, he's going to be p'tur. Because his wife are canceling the shibbet to work for the husband. To do the third one, whatever the chiyuv and the wife has to do for the husband, Mamela is constantly, it's like shutzim, you always have the p'tur. So that's what the Torah says over here. So if someone borrows from his wife and he blows it, he's always going to have the p'tur of Shmir of the Bailan, even if he's Peshay, I'm going to So wife borrowing from the husband, we said, is Makwek is Ramam and Rises. Not borrowing, I shouldn't say borrowing. So wife works in the kitchen, she breaks something, or works in the house and breaks something. So the Rambam says you're part of it because it's Sakana which is the Yishalmi. And the Rabbi says, no, it's not Lamin Menach. Sakana is Menadin because the wife has a din of Shmir of Abaylam because the husband's Meshuggah to the wife. That was what we said. And we said, no, maybe it doesn't work for being Mazik, only works for Pshir or Gnev Aveda, but not if you Mazik be a lion. That was all tumult. And then the Rishonim Mokiyeta says that the husband's not Meshuggah to work for the wife the whole time. So you have to know when she borrowed it or when she blew it. But the wife is Meshuggah to work for the husband the whole time. The Leila, the husband, when he bows to the wife, will always have the Torah Shmir Rabbeinu. Now, by Shutzin, this Torah, that even though the Makabe says a clear halacha, Shutzin Shalat Megleah Vishela Rabbeinu, Makabe is only talking about a normal case that the Shutzin are Shutzin B'yachad, the Isaac B'yachad. But what was common today, that you'll have an investor, a silent partner, and a managing partner. So the silent partner is not working for the managing partner. The managing partner is working for the silent partner. So then it'll be enough community for Torah Kashukah. If the managing partner borrows something from the silent partner, he'll be chayiv. He doesn't have the p'tur shmir b'baylam. Mm-hmm. If the silent partner borrows something from the managing partner, he'll have the p'tur shmir b'baylam because the managing partner is always working for him. Sure. Tamba means he just invests, he does nothing for the business, he just sits silent, and he lets the managing partner take care of the business, do whatever he wants. He doesn't do anything. The mayor, he'll be part-time. because he has the Torah Shmir Balam of the Magic Bhavan. The Magic Bhavan would be Chai, he doesn't have the word of the Tarlan Panda. All right. So anyone has partners, be careful. At least 9 to 5 or whatever it is, during working out for sure. Yeah, but you should know, I mean, anyone who has a business, you probably ask to around. Anyone who has a business, I don't think it's limited to 9. Yitzchak, what time do you finish? 5 o'clock, lights out, lock the door? 5 a.m. See, finishes 5 a.m. So yeah, from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. No, it's when he finishes. When you're running a business, it's 24/7.
No, but that's
24/6.
The reason I brought that up is the same thing. You have to take care of our life, it's also 24/7. Rappler's herself, right?
If she's sick. If she's sick, if she's not sick, then that's fine.
No, you always have to
be on call.
You have to be on call.
On call, I am. Okay, on call, we'll see later on.
You think he's working every single minute? He's on call every minute. He's working every single minute.
When he's not working, he's thinking about it. He's breathing it, he's living it.
Come on, he's
down. And davening, except for when the time of davening.
What?
Except for by the time of davening. Hopefully, yeah. All right, come, let's go.
You're a keeper.
What do you think you're diving for? Excellent, good. All right, lend me today, and I'll lend you back in return tomorrow. It's not considered Shayla Babylon, it's at two different times, not Shayla Babylon. So, like the Smas have caught you, Dalit. But at Salima, the Ainu Potter doesn't have the Torah Shmir Babylon. Which really kisaycha. He's considered a seicha, not a shoya, because vivai it was an exchange. I only borrowed from you because you're borrowing from me. It's made up, contractual. So you're getting on, I'm getting on this. So it's like I paid you to borrow from you, and you paid me to borrow from me. So it's like you're a seicha. You rented the item. The only thing you can't show metzaka, you're not going to be chayiv at the regular show, but you won't have the patur of shmir babayim. All right, let's do another tip. Test. Okay, here goes. This is gonna have a nice story for you. I just heard this week. It's my Gishmaka story. Show me Isha. If you borrow from your wife a paras nixei mulod. Nixei mulod means all the nechotim the wife brings into marriage, that the husband is not shut up in the ksuba. It doesn't make a same davar. Some nechotim, the husband shuts it up in the ksuba, that he takes solachais, and if it goes down, it's going to be a clay to pay. All items are on the husband. That's the same davar. He shuts it up, Yosef is all, everything's on the husband. Which is Gememar, anything she brings in, any trasol she brings in, or Yerusha that she inherits while she's married, that's Nixon Malok. It's her money, but the husband has the skus pay. She has like a kinin agof in it, it's hers, but the husband has a kinin pays in it, he's allowed to use it, it's his, so it's his tamshir. She has a kinin agof, he has a kinin pays. That's Nixon Malok. Shoshon the Isha Paras Nixon Malok, if I go ahead to your wife and I borrow her trasol, her stuff that she yashin, her para, that she yashin, that's her nixin malug. The initial I buy her, and I also get the husband to help me out, walking out, help me load the animal. I forget, isha shashala para, l'tzeik nixin malug shala. She goes in and borrows a para to appreciate, to enhance, to improve her nixin malug. The initial bala para la baila, and the bala para happens at that time to be an employee, or he's voluntarily helping out her husband. It's like a seashell vibe, because we don't say that she and her husband is one. We see she's one person, her husband is different, but we don't see the connection. There's no shayla b'ayim. One's doing the shayla, and one's doing the shayla b'ayim. The malachis b'ayim. So you don't see shayla b'ayim. Why? We should be kinyan payers. Lav kinyan agov dami. Had we said kinyan payers, kinyan agov dami, so we'd say that the husband has kinyan payers, it's like he owns the goat, so he's the b'ayim. The male, if he goes out, it's like balavima. If he gets the other side, so it's like Balavimai to the Shoya. But because we don't say Kinyan Peis, Kinyan Nagovtam, we see them two different entities, two separate entities, and the Mela, you will not have the tour of Shmir Babel. Very Gishmak HaHalacha.
You mentioned this in the Bible, that only works because it's just a fly. Because otherwise it would be
Nixon saying Basil, he took it over, it's like his animal, he takes a chayiv on it, everything.
No, but he's Shmir Babel because she's
the same time. If he's borrowing it, if he borrows it, then Nixon Basil, I don't know if it works, if he's borrowing from his wife. It's like, I don't know, he's purchasing it, if he takes it on, okay, the Mar says they have to give it back at the end, but I don't know what exactly that halacha is. You want to say it, have the same thing before, show me Ishtar. You might be right, I don't remember.
You can make a difference.
Oh, if you make a nine, because
I'll over
If you make it tonight, dissolve it. So let me tell you a story. One of Machabe, the Yonim, told me this story this week. Because there's a younger man, just got married, and he moved out of town to an out-of-town Kailo, an outreach, a Kirov Kailo. He was hired by, I think this was a place, whatever, doesn't make a difference. An out-of-town Kailo, and he starts, it's just like, you know, it's a flagging organization just starting, and they needed to clean the place. So the Reish Kailo asked him to borrow his vacuum cleaner. And he borrowed the younger man's vacuum cleaner. He vacuumed the place, whatever it is, and he left the vacuum cleaner in the building, and it was stolen. That wasn't my time. So the younger man told the Reish Kailo, you owe me for the vacuum cleaner. Shalom Chai Boynton, you borrowed it. You owe me for the vacuum cleaner. Shalom Chai Boynton. So the... Sorry?
I think that's
Shia. Let me know if it's Shia. Shia is your turn. Good, sir. Good, sir. Of course you can be high. Good.
Let's hope he said it better way.
Well, he left it in the public building.
The Kailo building. Yeah, they think one of the workers walked over there. One of the main people helped themselves to a vacuum cleaner. So anyway, because that was the thing. He told them, you're high points. And to the Rich Kailo said, yeah, but you're employed. I didn't borrow from that. I borrowed this to the organization. And you're employed by me. The same up the Trump is on the organization is hiring you. To have a tour of Shmir of the Bible, so I'm going to be fucked. That was the Shaila. That was the story. Counted the man, Gavaldin. So where did I get this vacuum cleaner from? My shviga, you know, when I married my wife, she brought it into the cosmos. She brought in the vacuum cleaner and the kalim and the towels and the bed sheets. She brought in everything. So this is part of the mitzvah in the lung. And I, and Anakanami, meant to, but it was her vacuum cleaner, and the Gefush HaLokha that we don't say, Shmir Babalam, on the mitzvah in the lung, Gavaldin. Excellent. Now, the halacha Gerada doesn't really say this, because the halacha, if you really look, you see that's not this case. The case is shown me each of us mixing the log. What happens if you show from the husband, his wife mixing the log, and then you borrow the husband? That doesn't say it over here. But it happens to be the Tosfos. The Tosfos on this sugya of Shaul Meisha, Tosfos says, La'edya, who adin, if you show from the Bailim the nickname Malok of his wife, you'll still have the same din that Isha Larki Gufa, I mean, you won't have the Torah of Shmi and the Bailim. It's a very geshmak of story. Now, it doesn't even say more. They said, one side says, it has to be because she has no right, declares, that she might not even have the right to lend out her own vacuum cleaner because it's already Meshubit for husband for his status. So Kochid had to be talking about that the husband was at least masking to lend out his wife's vacuum cleaner. So believe it, the Nefusha Taisis, so when the husband lends out his mixing Maluk of his wife, you have the same halacha, that even though the husband's doing both things, he's lending out the vacuum cleaner and he's lending himself out, you will not have the Ptur Shmir Lam.
So I
lend
it out?
Yeah, the husband has status.
A carrying
game out of Kawasa, he's making it like Inishon Mashaila, Mahashal to someone else. I don't know if that pots is over here because he's like supposed to be controlling and have authority on it. But so let's say that she was not. Let's say. Good. So the mice is a very nice story. Hits home the mice. And I'm sure you can have a lot of these stories if you think about it. Any type of Yerusha jewelry. Okay, we'll get over the jewelry later on. But any of these type of things, you would not have the picture of Shemina Babaylam. All right, let's move on. One more halakha. Let's try. Shor Para L'Rabba. Never, because a person is borrowing a para to do, I mean, it's us, obviously, to be a redeya of a para. It's also, so it's something which is unusual, it's not really what you're supposed to be showing a para for. Or you lay right, or you borrow the para to show off, to show people that you're wealthy. If I borrow your stuff and I can show people that I'm wealthy, they'll extend me credit. So I have to look good, I have to look wealthy. If I take your item, not because I need your item, I'm not going to be mishtamish with the item. By means to that I should look good and be presentable to others to be able to get credit. Oh, third case, last of the box and shovaputa. I borrow something with the whole ishtamshes of that item is a ishtamshes worth less than the shovaputa. Nachashaila. Oh, you should show stay price less than shovaputa, even if you're going to tell me that box and shovaputa is not enough. But now I'm going to borrow two parties to be able to do a shavaputa's work. Each one is doing a fox shavaputa, but together they're doing a shavaputa. So we have the shoyl and the mashal, we see a shavaputa exchanging in. Each par is only giving a half of a pruta's worth of malacha. What's the halacha in this case? It's a sotik. The ain matin the other. It's a sotik. We will not be able to relate from the other, wherever it is. On all these cases, in all four cases, ain matin the other, you won't be able to be relate from the shomer, from the shoyel, to be mekayvin. We're right. Okay. I mean that's what he borrowed it for, and the Bible will ask him. It's not fine. It's fine. Then it wouldn't be shalal le'ayis. It's stam shalal. All right. Okay. The Gemara Taka says you're not supposed to have your stuff and put it. This Gemara says in Elamitiyus, you're supposed to hang out the stuff. The Gemara says Namanalef because people are going to come in and the guests come in and machayev with their eyes. Okay, fine. What's going on here? Yeah, four cases are the shala. What's going on here? So let's see the Sma, the front design, he explains these cases. Dr. Sma. Pirish. They need boyer de la ifshita the Gemara. All these cases are boyer de la ifshita. The Zalosh na Gemara. Lurava mao. Kiddushayli imshin binan. Do we need a normal, what normal people borrow the iron for? Or the akhila shayli imshin. People normally don't borrow animals to have mishkav with. I do my time am I mishum ano? Look, it's like no. Look, if that's what he wants to value for, he has ano. And the value is a yes, but the mashayel is a yes also. Good, he has ano. Next child, laharis by usher. I want to show people that I'm wealthy. The akifu loy now, and people should extend me credit now. No moina bino. Wait, I'm borrowing moment. I am borrowing moment. I need to get the money from the item itself, to get the money from the item. It's a stamshin. I'm not doing that. There's nothing. There's nothing over here. I'm not taking from the item. I'm not getting my stamshin for the item. I'm just doing it to show up. Next shot. Pox mishava puta mao. Me, I'm in a mamayna bina on veheta. Aduma ko pox mishava puta lav klumu. What the shava puta is like, nothing doesn't count. Shoal based parrot mahu, even if you're going to tell me about the Java Buddha, not me, I'm going to do about the Shoal and Masho, look at the Shoal and Masho, but it goes together, two halves make a whole. Or do my deal about the parrot of a called the card, let the Mamina take it. It's a take it. Now, what are these Shailas? Now, four Shailas are going, oh, what's the Chakir? The Gemara, the Negev to what? My clerk is showing him. Chol Hanachi Boyd, Tish Rashi Vatur, Leinin Ihabi, Le Shoal, Din Shoal, Le Sky Boyd, in a lot. All the Shaila Gemara is I'm considered Shaila. There's a Chiddush HaKroa, a Pasha called Shaila. Shaila is when you're borrowing from it, that's how it's a Shtamshis from it, not Leroy's, or normal Shtamshis, not Lerivaba, or have the Shtamshis Chotcha for Shavaputo. These things that don't have enough Shtamshis, and not the normal Shtamshis, that's not the Chalal, the Pasha of Shaila, and I won't be a Shaila, I won't be Chayvon. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. Aval, Ishalinim Bebailim, but if I'm going to borrow it together with the with the bailum of the animal, I'm going to have the p'tur shayla of a bailum. The whole shayla gemara was even more fundamental. Am I a shayla b'chalal to be chayla b'ointed? That was the shayla gemara. Aval Rambam Pirish, gam hani ibayis linin shayla b'bailin. The Rambam Sfakir, Rambam Shayla this thing, yeah. That's the double portion of Adi getting the chayla b'ointed. The whole shayla gemara was only like Abish Shmir b'bailin. If in b'chagam, the chidish across, that Shmira Bailam passes a Shayim, will we say this Chiddush HaKroa even for modern type of Shailas? Shailas that are not usual or not Shavaputu, Dika Shailas. Well, for Moshkoza, Maga Mishu Shambam, oh, a Machabe, Sasam Dvarov, Kadei Lafash, Boy, Eze Pirish, and it's a Machabe skirted, danced around this Machwekis, he bedavka worded it, that you can't tell if he's going like the Rambam, he's going like Rashi, because he wants to say that both are part of the Shailas, whatever, he's Mosafik. So you have both Shailas. Rashi is more kuladik on two. The first he holds that you might not even be a shoyel. And if you have Shmir Bailam, you're sick of Shem of the Bailam. And the Ram holds, shoyel, you for sure are. And the whole Shagel was Gemara was only the guy that is Shem of the Bailam. And on that, since you have a Sophic, the Mechabit says, Ein Matim Yadi, you can't be mighty because you have a Sophic. That's the Shem of the Gemara. Thank you, Shmack. Good? Are you Shem Lachinum? Are you going to be Chayiv Chosha Pshi or even Hashem Lachinum? Are you going to be Chayiv Vagnei Vavede? So you're looking at Shach, just caught involved. The Shach says, Halei Zeh Sofik, Im Chayiv Bointin. The whole Shach was only Legabi Chi Bointin. Aber Chayiv Vagnei Vavede, and that's for sure you Chayiv Vagnei Vavede. Why? Kevin Dikir Shavaputu L'Shoyal Kedin Shem Lachinum. On three out of these four cases, Lerova, or Leroyis, or when I borrow two parrots, I get a hano of a shavu pruta. I got it worth. I'm doing it in a modern way, or not a shavu pruta from each item. But at the end of the day, I'm getting a shavu pruta worth of hano from this. So it's Lodoya that I'm watching the item, and you're giving me a shavu pruta to wash the item. So I'd be a shame of talking. That's what the Rosh and the Rama, the Torah brings down, says, Kenka to the Rosh, and Kenka to the Rosh, Meshim and Rama. So the Mela, Shem is Sachar, you're for sure in those cases. Not in that other case. The third case was, we were sure last week, but Pachas and Shavu Pruto, and if it's Shavu Pruto, you won't be a Shem is Sachar either. You'll be maybe a Shem Achinim. Maybe, yeah, maybe you'll be a Shem Achinim, correct. But three out of the four cases, we have Ano, but Shavu Pruto, there the Shach says, Avadi bin Mikhaev, like if you're Shem, Avadi bin Mikhaev, if you're Shem is Sachar, and Mikhaev and Gneva Veda. Zokta Shas, Kvaldik, Umash Minikan, from here we see the Ain Shemesaka Chayat, the Gneva Vaveda, Elam Kane, Sacha Shavapruta. When you see that the Rosh, the Tur, and the Rama have to say that in these cases where you have a Tevet Anor of a Shavapruta, you get whatever Anor is Stramchit of a Shavapruta, that will be enough to make you into a Chiv of Gneva Vaveda, that will make you into a Shemesaka by saying that other case where you don't have a Stramchit of a Shavapruta, you will not be chayv for Gneva Vaveda. You won't be chayv for Gneva Vaveda. So from Torah, if you see that in order to become a Shem Mitzvah, you have to be paid a Shavu Pruta. And this is the Shach Shita and Shin Gimel as well. Kapela, Tuba Shach, no one discusses it. The Shach Shita that in order to be chayv for Gneva Vaveda, to a Shem Mitzvah, to be paid, to be chayv for Gneva Vaveda, the Tzchar has to be at least a Tzchar word for Shavu Pruta. So, well, but the Shemak arrived from here. The Pella and the Shachiv, we once discussed it in Lukas Tzedakah, the shape like this. When I pick up your Zayda, according to Makos Zabir Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak holds, I'm going to be chayiv to Hashem Mitzvah. Why am I Hashem Mitzvah on your Zayda? Because I know that I gain a Shavu Pruta worth. Why? Because I have the Mitzvah, part of the Mitzvah. While I'm dealing with your Zayda, I won't have to give a Pruta to Tzedakah. So I redeem that Pruta. That's my pay to become a Shemazaka on the item. And then look to Gemara. Now, how much money? Now, Gemara got to have to say one case of Gemara, Pruta to Rav Yosef, another place of Gemara says, I give a bread. I say, yeah, I know that. I don't have to give a bread to a noni. So how much do I need to be Mekayim a Mitzvah of Tzedaka? If you tell me I need wheat to give a Pruta to Tzedaka, I say, if it only comes to my door at that moment, I'm talking, you have to give a Pruta. And because I'm handling with your Aveda, I'm part of that Pruta. So I should deem that amount of Anor. But my real discount says, Lahedja, that we don't need a Pruta for the Tzedakah. If it only comes to you, you give him Pachas Mishar Pruta. Abi Al Yoshev Dach Michla, you can't embarrass him, turn him down. But there's no share in the scene of Tzedakah for Shavu Pruta. Even about a penny and a third now, that silver went up. But you can give even one penny less than the Shavu Pruta, and that will be enough. You don't have to give a Shavu Pruta. That's what my real discount says, Lahedja. And Grado, the Ramah brings down, you can give even one greatness. And the Sifri says, I think the Chaim Knievsky brings this raya, the Sifri says that a gregus is 1/100th of an issa, and there are 8 prutas in an issa. It's zikha less than a shavu pruta. So the Bush Allah can have more, then you're allowed to give a gregus, which is parkas from shavu pruta, to a nani. In the time of Mitzvah Tzedak, even parkas from shavu pruta. So, this one, if you held that you become a shavu pruta, even a parkas from shavu pruta, so that's why you become a shavu pruta, pruta from dafka. But if you all like the shot, and you always need a pruta to become a shemazaka, then why is every shemazaka turn into a shemazaka? Because the pruta to Rav Yosef, because I said, I didn't have to give money to a nani. Hi, I could have given none even less than a pruta. So I didn't have to give a pruta. So why am I in shemazaka? And then I have to give a half a pruta. That's not enough to make me a shemazaka. A pella.
Don't they have a cost on that from the lawsuit itself? The pruta to Rav Yosef.
Maybe that's normal. Got it one plate of sunset food, one plate says bread. So God, it doesn't, if you want to know, it's like an economic, not always the time that they mention food, there's a dukkala, you give a roll to an onion. So, it's a problem we discussed in Bukhut Tzedaka, where maybe you're fadim two onion or three onion, and you add up to a puta, it's not so partial because you know the other problems, whatever it is. But the Maria Tzad argues with the Shach. Shuv is viewed the Yael and Chelik Beis in Siman Kuf Tzadiyav. He actually says it twice in Kuf Pei Zayin, and then he reinforces it in Kuf Tzadiyav. He says you don't need a pruta to be chayiv, to be a shayim mitzvah, and he doesn't know where the shach got it from. And then I, the shach, he had such a geshmak arai from the Rosh and the Ramah and the Tur, and then it's Kvalbi. And he looks at it, he tries to have the cheshen. I'll be honest with you, I didn't cut the cheshen. Again, maybe because it was poor, I didn't cut the cheshen, but I tried everything again tonight before I came to Shia, and still didn't have exactly. It sounds like a major doich you're trying to step put in the air. Let me tell you, I think this raya is a raya sheing alav tshuva. It's a geshmak raya, so you need a puta. I would do with the Gemara, puta Rav Yezer. No. We're going to have to say a teret. But that is your shock. Shock sparzeis from here that you need a put to become a shem mizrak. Okay, so let's go back to the case. What was the case? There are a bunch of cases. L'rova, that's not from the gay today, Baruch Hashem. But L'roi, it's a lot of books and that's rooted is negay. And I'll give you a couple of cases. First of all, let's understand L'roi. I'm doing it to show off. First of all, it's time to say, I'm is how you'll ever do it to show off to be able to get credit if you're even going to have a dot. I borrow your thing that should look well. See, if don't check, then credit to me. Okay, I'm trying to fool that guy. Should we have a Gnevet dot? I don't see anyone answer, but let's say the guy did it anyway. He was even his.
No, I haven't said it. It's really the person who knows that he's really full of that.
Like Rav Moshe, we're talking.
Thinking about it.
Yes, like Rav Moshe, that's like I had that idea as well. Rav Moshe has it, you let us all you hear. The job interview, I even though I said to the Geneva's task to make the ear black, it looks stronger, look younger. So Rashi says, then Echanami, he says, if you know, I don't know how you know, but if you know your mom is stark, like a younger individual with black hair, then you got to do it because you're only doing that, he shouldn't think that you're weak. But you're not fooling into it, you're talking strong. So Echanami, if you're really wealthy, just you don't have, you don't flaunt your assets, I need to borrow my neighbor's assets. Because he's one, you know, there's all the stories, these sting operations, like, you know, a guy, I go into your house, I made a meeting in someone else's house, I knew a wealthy guy was out of town, and I went into his house, and I made a meeting with someone in the guy's house, the guy should think that I have this humongous mansion. Oh, there are a bunch of these types of stories. But, yeah, if you tackle, oh, really wealthy, then you won't have a problem with the neighbor's house. Not here. But anyway, okay, so getting back to here. So if you do it to show off, what does it mean show off? I just want to take it apart. If I borrow your painting, I want to enhance my living room, I borrow your painting, I think it's a double portion that you're going to be chayiv for Shayla there. So you can't tell me, oh, it's Leroy is well. That is the purpose of the painting. The painting's purpose, that's the Tishtamjit. Leroy is well means that you're doing something that's nice, it really has a specific Tishtamjit, and you're doing something different than that Tishtamjit, you're doing it today just to show off. So you're not doing it for its proper Tishtamjit, in the middle you don't, but if I borrow the painting today, to use the painting, even though to look at, I thought that that's going to be a regular sheva. If I borrow your jewelry, because I want to wear and I want to look good at the chasana, same thing. I thought even though I'm doing it to look good, that's the shtamshas of the jewelry, to look good. That's not going to have this whole sheva. My sheva is only, what if I borrow the painting and the jewelry only to show off? Not for the painting, not that it should look pretty. What? Or you leave the jewelry on the table show off. Even if I wear it, I want to buy your gold watch, and I'm going to this meeting, and I'm buying who knows what, that I should look wealthy, right? So I think like this, that by painting, for sure, that would be the Shiloh in the right book, because that's not the normal stamp of painting. Shiloh is by jewelry. I don't know, because jewelry really, if you ask someone, I know, depending on the year, some people tell you jewelry is not to look good, Baruch Hashem. But some people tell you that jewelry is special to, you know, stick your eyes out, to flaunt it, and I'm wealthy, and I have this, you know, beautiful pendant or whatever it is. So then maybe that's part of, maybe they won't be murdered to it. But ask people what their next door neighbor's jewelry's purpose for. You'll see that purpose is special to stock your eyes out, to show off. To show off. So it could be that might be the assumption of which jewelry's purpose is to show off. I don't know. Okay, maybe I'm pushing it. But let's say I borrow your, I'm having a meeting, so I ask you, just me a second, I want to park your Lexus in front of my house, or your Acura SUV right in front of my house, the guy should think I'm pretty wealthy. So that's going to be a case of the race spot. I'm not doing it to draw it. I'm not just driving your Lexus. The function of my car was just fine. I'm doing a pleasure that people should think I'm wealthy. So that's the Shiloh the race spot. It's a light Rashi. I might not even be a Shiloh. I'm like, around them, at least I might will be a Shiloh, whether I have the Ptur or Shiloh Babylon. I got this, you know, because of this machloek, it's really, it's a mitzvah kavei alavaya all the way, even though, like, again, maybe it's like, let's say a guy borrowed his item, later on his bar, and something happened to it. So later on, I'm yizikha kai, because only child was the guy b'shel of the man. I like Rashi and the topic. So they said, check, check. And still, you can't be making my check, check. The guy could say, Kim like Rashi, and I aim at him, the other, like the Machabu was awesome. The Smart says, the Machabu was the Dapka, awesome. To be clear of these two shilas, the right says, well, how about even in this? Aim at him, the other. You could say, Kimli, like Rashi, and Kimli in Rashi, that this is not considered a shayla, and I'll be part of it. It was a Maitre Shahoya. This Maitre was Mizachis, either to Rav Reuven Benges, not either, it was to both. I heard this many times from Rav Reuven Benges, and I think I even saw once in a sefer, that this might happen to Ben Gitz. Then afterwards, much like a year, this is many years ago, but like a year ago, it's a song close to the story over from Yisrael Salanta. I'm not sure if that happened, might happen twice. It's like all the times the stories get mixed up, but it's a Gveshmaka story. Phone barrels are very hush of a pen, Mont Blanc pen, whatever it is, and he was using it, and he was Peshea, and the pen broke, or whatever. Let's say it was a Nena. So make it a case of Nenas. It must have been Nenas, otherwise you go into the other side. Yeah. So let's say it was Nenas, and it should be, it was Nenas. So the guy says, but show this guy blank, you're going to have to pay. They came to the Rav. So the Rav said, the stamshes of that pen, what do you got to do? You got to write something. You sign your name on the check, whatever it is. The stamshes that you got out of that pen is Foksim Shabaputa. So it goes into the Shiloh. The Shiloh of Foksim Shabaputa. And maybe you might not even be a shell of Skyblocks. And maybe a Potsim, the Rav Potsim. Either the Shoslanta or Rav Ben Gitz both. He's Potsim because that goes into a case of Shoal that the stamshes should be Foksim Shabaputa. So you see that. This case, you might think it doesn't happen too often, but it happens. The only thing is, what bothered me to stick with the mice and see it was, is Naniach to write something for a split second did nothing. But let's say a guy, I don't have a pen and I need to write a check, and you tell me, you're only going to let me use your pen if you charge me 2 pennies. I won't pay the 2 pennies. It's the hishtamshes, not just the ink that I take away, it's the hishtamshes of the pen. $1 million pen to use it enough for 1 minute could be worth a lot. Like I sleep in a hotel, $500 a night. It comes up to be a pooch every second, even though it's nothing there, right? If that's what you needed, you pay for it, right? So here, maybe the stamshes of the pen is tackled with a shavuotah. And if I say they knew that it was worth talking with shavuotah, but maybe it goes into the shiloh, and a mila, you could say kimli kirash and you'd be potter. All right, a good luck.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.